Hello and welcome once again to canonblogger.com. I had not been doing any video casts or podcasts recently, primarily because I hadn't had a lot of time. As most of you know, I'd been moving across the country from South Carolina to Colorado, and now that things are starting to settle down out here in Colorado, I thought I'd try to ramp things back up a little bit. Not really having much time for video podcasts or video casts these days, but I do have time to put an audio podcast out, and thought I would at least start to try and do so again on a regular basis. One thing I wanted to share with this kind of resurgence podcast, if you will, was a community that I joined recently that I found via Flickr called the Denver Strobist Group. It's actually a pretty cool group. They get together with people of all varying skills and abilities when it comes to lighting equipment, and they get together about once a month, and they just do a shoot, and people share equipment and knowledge as needed to hopefully help raise the bar and get some good pictures in the process. They just partnered up with a whole bunch of models from Model Mayhem. I had not heard of them before, but I guess that's where you do a TFP or a trade for print, where you take pictures of these models for free. You don't have to pay them, and they don't have to pay you because you supply them with prints. So it's a trade for prints where you can build your portfolio and they can build theirs at little or no cost to one another, with each incurring only their own costs. It was kind of exciting. There was a cowgirl there who is competing in a beauty pageant out in Oklahoma, so I'd like to wish her good luck as she proceeds out to there. There were a couple other models there. I don't want to say names or anything like that because I'm not sure what their regular jobs are. Don't know what the terms and conditions are for that, but I did want to mention this Strobist community of folk. It's pretty cool. They are on Flickr. It's the Colorado Strobist Group, so if anyone wants to see what they're about, you can check them out on Flickr.com. I would encourage you to do so. A lot of really smart people there, a lot of really talented photographers. A lot of them are doing it professionally as well. So I wanted to point everyone in that direction, and also to give props to a couple people in particular. Carl was one of the guys that I wanted to give thanks to. He really took some time to explain some of the basics of lighting that I still had been lacking, that I was unaware that I was lacking, primarily because I hadn't really been in very much of a community environment up until recently. In South Carolina, there wasn't a lot of experienced people to learn from there. There were just a couple that we grouped together with, so once you hit the peak of that curve, there really wasn't much more you could do from there other than learn on your own. And that's the other going to segue into the other thing I wanted to talk about, and that is learning on your own. Because I have discovered through my own experiences that self-study is good to a point when it comes to digital photography, because you can read until the cows come home, you can read forums, you can read blogs, you can read community stuff, you can go online and ask questions and get answers. But when you go out shooting, if you don't have a mentor there or someone that knows more than you do there to help show you what you may be lacking in, it can be very daunting to get past a certain threshold of learning to where you're not going to get another light bulb moment just on your own unless you are very insanely intelligent and can learn pretty much anything. But most people aren't like that. Most people just can't pick things up that easily. And I would include myself in that. So I would encourage you to go find communities in your own area that offer learning capacities like that, and it's always a good idea to find people that know more than you. If you find people that know the same amount as you or less than you, your capacity to learn more is going to be limited. If you're the one that's always providing the teaching to others, it's going to be difficult for you to develop and learn additional skills unless you find someone that does have that next level of abilities. So that's the other thing I wanted to touch on in this show. A couple events have been happening in the news. We've seen a lot of new gear releases coming out with Photokina. On the Canon side, we saw the 50D, we saw the Nikon side come out with the D300, and just a whole bunch of gear stuff going on, and it's an exciting time to be in photography. So while I know the economy's tight and it's not as easy to get involved with the gear side of things, it is exciting to see the changes in technologies as the quality of images increases pretty much all around, whether you're a beginning shooter, an intermediate to a prosumer, or enthusiast or hobbyist type of shooter, or even a professional shooter, you're seeing a lot of leaps and bounds forward in the gear realm, and it's pretty exciting. So if you stick with digital photography over the next couple years, you're probably going to be seeing additional leaps and bounds, as things always tend to be moving forward rather than be static or acting in a vacuum. So it's quite exciting, and hopefully I'll be podcasting more on a regular basis, with just the audio format, of course, not so much about tips and tricks anymore. But if anyone is interested in hearing particular subjects discussed or things talked about on the podcast, you can always email me. The address, as I said in the past, is jason@canonblogger.com. And if you do have questions, you can post them in the comment section. I do try to respond to every comment that I get. So thanks for tuning in, and hopefully this will be a more regular occurrence from now on. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.